You don't know the number one radio station in Bristol, Ujima 98 FM.
Ujima, 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 Ujima 98 FM.
Treasure when you treasure all that's new and true and gay.
The heart of Bristol.
Keep on moving. You're listening to Ujima 98 FM.
Massive, you know me, say boom!
And welcome back, everybody. That, of course, was the Village People with YMCA. Everybody was dancing around in the studio here, doing the hand signals, the whole lot. Anyway, as I promised, we're going to talk in the first half hour about the history of LGBT radio in Bristol. And we're honoured to have with us Terry Starr, who is the man who started it all off. Terry.
It was a pleasure to be here, Sal. Great to be on Ujima Radio. I'm not sure I can claim to have started it all off, because there have been many LGBT radio projects over the years. But I helped co-found Shout Out, which is a programme which goes out on Ujima's sister community radio station, BCFM, based over in Lawrence Hill, and goes out on Thursday evenings.
At 7 o'clock?
At 7 o'clock. And it's also taken by Glastonbury FM down in Somerset and Bradley Stoke Radio up in North Bristol. So it's got a little bit of a coverage area now.
Yeah, I was certainly going to come back to it. It's conquering the country.
Very gradually we've got these takeover plans to take over everywhere. And of course, you know.
Yeah, but before we get there, when did it first start?
Well, I mean, radio is something I've always really enjoyed and really been involved in. You know, I started out on pirate radio during the late 1980s before they legalised community radio stations, which was enormous fun here in Bristol. There were dozens of stations, many of which are sort of forerunners of Ujima and BCFM.
I hoped you were going to say that you had a ship out in the Bristol Channel.
That would have been good, wouldn't it? But no, I never got to that level of broadcasting.
You can't be a proper pirate without a boat, Terry.
Right. No, land-based pirate stations. And that was enormous fun. And one of those stations I worked for actually was called Radio Ability and worked in the field of disabilities, and sort of promoted giving people a voice that had disabilities. And I thought that was a really good idea and a really worthwhile project to be involved with. And time passed. I did a bit of hospital radio and so on, and had a career and so on. And then in 2004, the Labour government, under Tony Blair, one of the things that people forget that government did was actually legalise community radio. Low-powered stations like Ujima and BCFM were able to come on the air, get licences and broadcast around an urban area of about 6 kilometre radius. And that was actually quite a remarkable achievement, because previous UK governments had been very resistant to the idea, even though the Italians and French and so on had introduced it back in the 70s and 80s. So I thought there's these great new stations opening up. BCFM came on the air in March 2007, and Ujima the following July. And I thought, well, you know, I've been involved a little bit in LGBT community stuff here in Bristol. I'm a volunteer for Terence Higgins Trust. I do some equalities work with the charity I work for called Second Step. And I thought it would be really nice if the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community had a voice on local community radio. So in 2009, it was actually during a period I was off work sick, so I had quite a lot of time to myself. I wrote this precy, you see, yes. For originally a series of 10 programmes which were going to be aimed at BCFM. And they were very, the content was very much like Radio 4's Today programme Gone Gay.
Right.
So that was how it sort of sounded. There was a serious interview, a little bit of What's On, then another serious interview. And that was what made it up. It was a very, very different programme to the one that actually went to air.
Yeah, that's fascinating, yes. So it's evolved over the time.
Very much so, very much so. We had this plan for 10 programmes, and through my partner, I know Mary Milton, who is a local sound recordist, and she's done work for the BBC and ITV and so on. Does work for programmes. She's done The Sky at Night and Country File and so on. So I knew she knew broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So I approached her and said, you know, we've got this little idea. And she thought it was great, and also mm-hmm. sort of like the idea of this sort of Radio 4 Today programme format, very serious, very worthy.
And Mary, of course, is the producer of Shout Out.
Mary became the producer of Shout Out, absolutely, because she's very much likes to put things together and is a great organisational mind.
I would have loved to have her on today with you, but unfortunately she has work.
So I understand, yes, yes. So I said I'd sort of come along and talk about, you know, how we co-founded it, really, you see. So through the autumn of 2009 and into 2010, we submitted a sort of pilot programme to BCFM. And about this time also, coming on board was Andy Thomas, who's gone on to become the main anchor person for Shout Out. And he came from an internet station called Mancast, one of the first all-gay radio stations there was back in about 1997-98.
Wow.
So as soon as connection speeds on the net became fast enough, he founded this station, I believe in his bedroom, and did it with a couple of friends, actually, every night of the week. An incredible achievement.
I'm not sure I want to know what Andy gets up to in his bedroom with his friends.
Well, certainly this was broadcasting and a lot of music, you know, like we've played so far, a lot of dance music and so on. And he brought much more of a what I call a Radio 1 sensibility to the outfit. So I think BCFM initially were very they liked the idea, but they weren't quite sure that an LGBT magazine programme could sustain itself. I mean, I think with the best will in the world, of course, it's about breaking down boundaries. And they thought, well, what can they possibly do except play Kylie Minogue records and talk about the Queen Shilling or something like this? I think that was what they thought. And we had to sort of really kind of say, well, no, there's much more going on within that community. There's lots of discussions, there's lots of debates, there's lots of politics, and there's so many social groups in the Bristol and Greater Bristol area that we can talk about. And so we were given initially a 20-minute slot in the Monday lunchtime programme, which is hosted by Steve Satan, his name is, who you probably met over at BCFM. He is a big ex-pirate. He's ex-Caroline, actually. And we started with a 20-minute slot in his programme with a little bit of gay news, a what's on, and a small interview. And it went down really well, and we showed we could sustain a programme. And so, to our delight, BCFM offered us a Thursday evening slot at 7 o'clock from about September, I think that was 2010. And we've been doing it once a week ever since.
Oh, that's hard work, doing it once a week.
It is, but we've got a great team of people, and we have also benefited from the support of the wider LGBT community, and that, you know, people are so prepared to come on and talk about things and contribute.
Well, that's certainly very good to know. It's one of the questions I was going to ask you was how people reacted to it.
We spoke actually as a group for quite some length about what sort of response we would get, and we thought, well, it might be nothing, and it also might upset some people, and we thought that, you know, that the community could take one of a number of positions on it. But to our delight, that they really thought that it was a worthwhile programme, and I think people understood that we were trying to reflect the diversity of the LGBT community in Bristol rather than just ourselves, and I think that's quite important.
Yeah, well, that's certainly very good. We'll be talking more to Terry in a little while, but right now it's time for the ads. And welcome back to the Women's Outlook show on Ujima 98 FM, Bristol's number one urban station. We're talking today about the history of LGBT radio in Bristol. And, of course, one of the things that LGBT radio does is play a lot of music. Where today we got a lot of classic disco for you. We started off with Village People, who are perhaps one of the best-known gay bands around. But back when I was a kid, the undeniable queen of disco was a chap called Sylvester. You may well remember this one. Oh, dear old disco tracks, they go on forever and ever. That, of course, was Sylvester and You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, which was about the closest we had to a trans person on TV when I was a teenager.
I think you probably was, actually.
Yeah.
He was fantastic, wasn't he? Because he bridged the gap between soul and disco, wasn't he? The sort of African-Caribbean sensibility and the gay sensibility together.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, great seeing somebody from an Afro-Caribbean ancestry as well. Doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we are here with Terry Starr talking about the origins of the Shout Out Show on BCFM Radio. Also delighted to have been joined by Steve Shepherd, who is also works on Shout Out and does other stuff for BCFM. And Steve will be talking to us about equalities issues in trade unions later on. But hopefully he'll have some contributions and whatever to the discussions here. Now, when you left us, we were talking about the public reaction to having an LGBT radio show. Terry, you said it was important to bring in all the different aspects of the LGBT community in Bristol. And one of the ways that you've done that is through the Shout Out Awards. So could you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, they're a fantastic idea. The brainchild of Andy Thomas, our main presenter, who worked with Mary, the producer, to formulate this idea that we'd once a year have something similar to the kind of awards they used to do in the Pink Paper. Perhaps some listeners remember reading the Pink Paper. It was a LGBT community institution which folded, sadly, with the decline in print media. And what we wanted to do was award national and local institutions and figures of note. So the categories for the awards include things like best bar person, but also best campaigner. We even have a villain of the year, which this year went to the president of the Russian Federation.
What a surprise.
As you might imagine, and given the current international political situation. So we have all these awards, and I think there's about 15 of them. And last Thursday, actually, was the award ceremony, which was broadcast live on BCFM, Glastonbury FM, and also on Bradley Stoke Radio later in the evening. And Andy presented with the rest of the team, with Natalie running the desk, the awards to people such as the Hero of the Year was Darren Carter, who many people will know from Pride Bristol.
And who was on this show last week.
Fantastic. You got there first. Ujima beat BCFM.
Well, you know, we're very fond of Darren on this particular show. He's lovely.
So that's one of the ways we've involved the community. And I'm pleased to say that hundreds of people vote online in, you know, separate discrete votes from different ISPs so that we know that people are only voting once. So it's an absolutely fantastic result.
And are all those voters from Bristol, or are you starting to see people from around the area?
Well, this is really interesting, actually. We're seeing people from outside the greater Bristol / Somerset area taking part in the programme generally. We have listeners in Australia, we have them on continental Europe, and we have a couple in the United States as well.
Well, that'll be my boyfriend Kevin, who'll be listening in from San Francisco.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. And another great thing that has been done to kind of link up the communities is that there's a lot of little projects taking place around the country, some actually not so little, quite big now, such as on Radio Reverb down in Brighton. There's both a lesbian and gay magazine programme. There's also a transgender monthly magazine programme.
There is, yes. Hello, Claire Parker.
And we've got there's Resonance FM down in South London also doing a magazine programme. And there's Gay-Dio up in Manchester.
Right.
Which is an all-lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender radio station. The first on FM in this country. It also broadcasts on DAB down in the southeast. And we have tried to link all these together by creating a Facebook group for producers and contributors to LGBT magazine programmes around the country and indeed around the world. We've got a links with This Way Out, which is a programme which airs on community stations in the United States. And we've got some really good audio and some good interviews through
and
that link.
All of this is through the magic of the internet, of course.
Absolutely.
That we're able to broadcast to the world.
Yeah, it's very different from the type of programme you might have heard excuse me, if community radio had come in during the 1990s before the internet. I think we'd be much more Bristol focused, but now we can share content with other radio stations and podcasts around the globe.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you've been involved with Shout Out as well, so what are your memories of the station?
I started on Shout-Out. It was quite bizarre, really, because I was called to speak to the producer, Mary Milton. She wanted to... I thought I was going to see and speak to her about the work which I should be talking about later with regards to Unite the Union. I thought they were looking for a small piece to put out on one of the shows. But when I got to her house, she got me to read a entertainment script for the entertainment news. And from there on, I've been involved with Shout Out and BCFM. So it was quite a bizarre way of getting involved. And looking back, I would have never realised at that point that I would be on regular radio. But I think Shout Out is a fantastic show to bring to the ears through the medium of radio, which is a fantastic medium, all LGBT issues, you know. And it's a weekly thing, and it's interactive as well through the internet, which you were saying, this makes a difference as well. So and of course all the other social media ties up with Shout Out.
Now, Terry, you were talking about how the show had changed. When you started, it was a very serious thing, a bit like Radio 4, perhaps discussing political issues or giving support to people. Now Andy runs it very much as an entertainment show with lots of music and stuff. How do you see it developing in the future? Will there be a need for LGBT radio in the future?
A very good question. I mean, I think at the moment it is a balance between the different styles that are required by the community. Some people like the tune in for the entertainment and a little bit of music and chat. But there's always a serious feature in it. And I think one of the things we've done is actually we've learned as a team about different things within the community. We've tried to chart a course which represents different styles and different factions, if you like, within the LGBT community. So, for example, we've had people talking about the legacy of Margaret Thatcher when she died, as far as LGBT people was concerned, which was very, very heated debate. You know, people had very polarised views on what they wanted. We've also learned, you know, one of the things I'm very proud of is that the programme has been quite successful, I think, in putting transgender people on the air, whereas previously, I think... Not knocking any previous gay radio shows, but they've always had a problem representing that. We've allowed transgender people to speak for themselves, and that is something I'm really, really proud of, because I think we were a first in doing that.
I think you might be right there. Obviously they're doing stuff in Brighton, and Claire has her own show now, but I'm not sure what sort of input she had to... The show that Kathy Caton runs on Brighton Radio. And you're doing a fabulous job. I mean, you have Natalie and you have Steffi, who are both
absolutely
excellent
great resources
presenters.
And fantastic broadcasters. Mm,
and you're kind enough to invite me on the show every so often.
Always pleased to have you.
Okay. Well, it's been great to have you in the studio,
my pleasure.
Terry. So thank you ever so much for telling us all about that. Steve will be staying with us for the next half hour to talk to us about LGBT equality issues in Unite, the trade union. But right now, it's time for the news. This is Cheryl Morgan, and you have been listening to an excerpt from the Women's Outlook Show on Ujima Radio 98 FM. Women's Outlook is produced and hosted by Paulette North and is broadcast every Wednesday between noon and 2 p.m. The show is available for streaming and as a podcast from the Ujima website at www.ujimaradio.com. That's ujimaradio.com. Thank you for listening.